Welcome back to Farm Talk. This is Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we got one segment left, but right after the show today, I'm actually expecting to catch up with Minnesota's Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson, and been watching actually Tom on the news over the last couple of days. I know he's been touring with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Amy Klobuchar and other folks, just looking at the devastation of what's been going on in southern Minnesota, their particular state, but also we know southern South Dakota, northern, probably more northwestern Iowa in that Spencer area. It has been a tough go, even tougher than a lot of what we would experience up here with, you know, feet of rain in some areas. It's just been crazy. And so that made me think of Farm Rescue. And of course, our buddy Dan Erdman, marketing program manager. Farm Rescue is always there to support farmers. And but good news is you guys are adding another state. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I wanted to first ask you, what's your spring been like, Dan? Have you guys been super busy helping growers with this weird planting season?
Yeah, we have. It's been a kind of a strange start to 2024. We got going a little earlier than normal this year. We had wildfires in central Nebraska and Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, and Texas, Oklahoma are not in our usual service territory, but our board kind of made an exception to haul some hay to folks that were impacted by those this spring. So we had volunteers and trucks moving from, you know, late March all the way up to about 2 or 3 weeks ago here. So I think we hauled hay to 44 different families in those areas, delivering basically replacement feed to those folks who lost so much of that to those fires. Yeah. Obviously a busy planting season, a lot of stop and go, like a lot of folks with the off and on rain. So it's been a tricky but productive start to 2024 for us, and now we're heading right into harvest season.
I'm wondering a little bit, and I don't know if you've had any requests so far with what is going on with the severe flooding, and it's going to be weeks. I mean, some of these areas, as we know in the Red River Valley here, when we get a flood, it's like, you know, devastation for weeks. And those rivers down in southern Minnesota into Iowa and farm fields, I mean, are lakes right now. And I think the point where it's going to maybe get on your radar a little bit is there is going to be some lost hay or hane. So is that something you guys are looking at for possibly? Obviously, they're probably, if they've lost their corn or whatever, it's probably maybe too late to replant anything. But certainly feeding the cattle might be in your ballpark.
Absolutely. And again, we're kind of putting the feelers out right now just to see where things stand and try to connect with those folks that were impacted to see what exactly it is that they need. Like you said, in a lot of cases, I think it will be lost feed. So that might be an option for us to haul some more hay for that. I don't know if, you know, there's probably equipment loss. Who knows what's all involved with that. So that's kind of where we're at right now is, you know, it's still kind of ongoing in a lot of those areas, and it's reaching out to contacts and folks down there to kind of point us in the right direction and see how we can help.
Well, and that was the other part. I was visiting with a farmer down in southern South Dakota, and he had, I'm just going to say, close to knee-high corn, but then it got buried or it was underwater. Mm-hmm. But then the water left fairly quickly. So it's like, did the corn, you know, is it dead? Is it not? Is it going to survive? So I think there's still a lot of question marks out there of what's going to be actually needed. All right, let's move to some happier news before I run out of time here. You guys keep adding states, and I told you I'd move to Wisconsin for you if you wanted. You're adding Wisconsin July 1st. I'm not a cheesehead. I hate the Packers. I hate the Brewers. I eat most everything Wisconsin, except for I love their cheese. I mean, I just can't not. It's a beautiful state. You guys are adding Wisconsin. What's up with that?
Yeah, so again, since the beginning, Farm Rescue has always kind of grown when we're able to grow. And when things first started in North Dakota, our president founder, Bill Gross, I think he thought, you know, we'll help some North Dakota families and that'll be great. And they quickly realized that it's not an isolated need. There's families in every state that go through similar situations and find themselves in dire straits a lot of times. And so we provide help where we can. And so when the tools are there, the resources are there for us to continue to grow, We're looking to do that. And so Wisconsin is the latest addition to our service states. We're up to 9 service states now that we're supporting. Kind of dipping our toe into the water with harvest in Wisconsin as of July 1st here, and already, you know, taking applications from many families there that might be going through, again, a major injury, illness, or natural disaster, and getting our equipment and volunteers ready to support those families. So, again, it's shaping up to be a busy summer and fall for us with the addition of Wisconsin, but we're excited.
Well, here's the other part of that is I know in the past, and I can't remember how many groups that you have, but you have like groups of equipment out there ready to move to help with harvest or planting or whatever it happens to be. But as you continue to add states, I'm assuming you're going to have to keep adding to the equipment, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of it. And that's why we can't just say, well, you know, we're heading into Indiana now. We got to make sure that, you know, the road is in place before we drive on it. So it's a lot of preparation and building resources and building support and making sure we have the volunteers and staff, especially. We're still a very small staff to support the territory that we have. So if we might hold you to your word there, Eric.
I have Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
All right, I got Wisconsin. Depends where you send me. But we do want to mention you have several major donors. John Deere has been a great partner for you guys, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Again, since the beginning, started with RDO, our main equipment sponsor for many years, and John Deere Corporate really has stepped up in the last few years here, and we've gotten just a lot of local dealers on board. Again, in our area, it's Gooseneck Implement, it's RDO, Midwest Machinery. You know, a lot of just individual dealers have really jumped on board to support us, and they've been really good, not only with the equipment side of things, services, parts, whatever, you know, we find ourselves in need of, but the referrals too. Again, so many folks in different areas are not really aware of Farm Rescue still. We're a little more well known in this neck of the woods, but the more we grow, there's people who just aren't aware of what we are. And again, there's always that trust building phase. We're outsiders in a lot of these places, and it takes a while to kind of gain that momentum. So to have support from John Deere dealers, you know, Nutrien Ag Solutions, a lot of different sponsors that have multiple locations across our territory, it's really helpful for them to kind of speak on our behalf and connect us with the families that are in need of support.
Okay, I have to pick on you a little bit, and I'm going to be disappointed if I don't find a can this year. Anheuser-Busch, you guys have done the Farm Rescue cans, right? The egg cans. Last year,
you bet.
They you guys came out, I think they donate so many cents per can or whatever it is what they sell. So I went to the liquor store by us. They had them. They wouldn't stick them out yet because they hadn't sold the previous stock that they had. Then I went back.
Really?
And I went back and they were sold out. It was like, once these cans get out there, if you see the Farm Rescue cans, you better grab it. And I believe I saw an ad. These things are out again. Are they not, or are they coming out?
They've been tough to find. I know that I've picked up a few cases myself when I've seen them around, you know, the Fargo area, but it was through kind of the end of June here that promotion's going on, but I'm sure you can still find them in a lot of different places. It's 10 cents from every case up to $200,000 that they're donating to us again this year with those corn cans. So, it's a thing of beauty when we see those on the shelves, and I always like to shake the hand of anyone I see drinking those.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the support that we've gotten from them and everyone that's gone out there and purchased those cans as well. Makes a world of difference for our operations.
And was it Busch Light? Is that the brand that was selling the?
Yep.
Okay, so you'd be looking for that if you're going to the liquor store. Like I will be at 3:18. I'll be heading to the liquor store over here to see if there's any cans left. Last year, I kid you not, they're basically like, well, we're not going to, because they have their inventory. They're like, we're not going to stick that out because that's a newer inventory until we sell our older inventory. And so it worked out. It got sold and all that kind of fun stuff. So, all right.
Well, I got an extra case or two if you need it, Eric.
Okay, we'll talk. between the Wisconsin job and Busch Light.
You bet.
Dan, best way to help. For folks out there listening right now with the guys and what you do, because, again, I guarantee you're going to be all over the place this fall, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, 9 states in total now. You guys need a little bit of help as well. Where's the best place to go to do that?
And I'll say our website's really kind of a one-stop shop for all things Farm Rescue. Again, if you're a family in need of support, You can submit an application right there at farmrescue.org. I talked about referrals. That's a huge part of what we do. So if you know of a family that's going through a difficult time, you know, health crisis, unexpected injury on the farm, please reach out to us and connect us with them, and we can talk to them about how we might be able to provide a bit of support come this harvest season, haying season, whatever it may be. And then, of course, we run on generosity, and we've received a lot of it. So if you feel called to help us on that front, obviously every donation dollar makes a difference for what we're trying to do, and helps us impact a lot more families and communities throughout the region.
All right, Dan Erdman, again, Marketing Program Manager, Farm Rescue. Go to farmrescue.org to find out more details. Dan, thank you so much for hopping on. I'm sure we'll see you at a farm show soon.